This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Endicott College head football coach again this week following their incredible big win over number 5-ranked Hardin-Simmons, 37-10. Coach McGonigal, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thank you, Bill. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yeah, so here we are back, and after that big, huge Friday night win at home against, again, Hardin-Simmons, tell us, you know, I got a few specific questions, but of course, after the game, you said, obviously, it's the biggest win in program history.
Yeah. Great win, obviously, for the program, for the college, but you know, just all three phases, you know, special teams, defense, offense. It was one of the more complimentary games to play. Obviously, playing a great opponent like that, number 5 team in the country, coming off from Texas. And, you know, I think overall it was great. And, you know, you don't realize it until afterwards when people are telling you it's, you know, the biggest win in it. But it's not even about the program. It's about Northeast football, you know, and then the region and all of New England and Northeast. I think it helped, you know, the whole region out to be, you know, recognized, hopefully.
You know, I have a few specific questions, but obviously you have time to add in whatever you want after this. But the defense, again, it's been a standout for Endicott football this year, but you had 3 interceptions last Friday night and then 2 forced fumbles. Now, how big were all those 5 events in the game?
Well, anytime you have a turnover, it's huge. You know, we always talk about trying to win the turnover battle. And the first interception by Mike Lefebvre, you know, got us to the 5-yard line or whatever, and then, you know, we kicked the field goal. We didn't score, but at least to have that, you know, that big play. But more importantly, defensively, I mean, the first series, I mean, they take their first down again, and then their running back, who's tremendous, they changed direction, I think, about 17 times in the play. But I had a feeling, I was like, okay, we were there. You know, he made a great play as a great running back, but we ended up rallying, making the tackle with the first play when you got, like, Colin Morales turning and pursuing a screen play. So we talk about energy and effort all the time, and they be consistent. As, you know, this is probably one of their best pursuit games. But obviously turnovers help, especially where they're located.
Now Michael Lefebvre out of Methuen had a huge 15-yard sack. When did that come in the game?
Probably midway through. You know, I think it's funny people talk about defensive linemen or certain situations about sacks, but when your cornerback has a sack or has an interception, I mean, that just changes a lot. And Michael's been a 4-year starter for us. I mean, he came from Central Catholic, and Coach Adam Office does a phenomenal. He just stepped down, but, you know, retired after many years, but did a great job. A few Central Catholic players on our team. But, you know, Mike's done a great job as a 4-year starter, so he's seen everything at this point in his career.
Now, I'll just go back to another local, Shane Aylward out of, Tewksbury, I'm not sure how many, he had over 100 yards of receiving, I guess, in Friday's game, but he complimented the offense.
Yeah, Shane is he's just unbelievable. I mean, the catch, I think he had like 4 catches for 114 yards and 2 touchdowns, but, you know, his first touchdown catch, 3rd and goal from probably 10. He lunges into the end zone. It could have been 4th and goal from the 1. So, as you know, as a coach, you kind of like, do you go for it, kick a field goal, whatever? But that extra effort he always gives, and the explosive play, catching the ball down the seam and making the guy miss. But the part you don't see about Shane is him catching or fair catching punts with 4 guys, you know, around him consistently at times. And then on the sideline, he was unbelievable. And, you know, we kind of have a different awards we give it for the game, for, you know, special teams, or we call it Beach Award, and give it on each game. And he easily could have got it. We gave it to our sidelines for this game because our sideline was unbelievable. But Shane is just, you know, he was so focused on the game and kept everybody on the sidelines focused. So he's one of the best to probably ever come through here.
All right, so here's a question I've got. So I'm looking at the score. Here's my story, Paul. I'm at another game Friday night, and I click on the website, the Endicott website, to get the score, you know, partway through, and I see it's 17-3, I believe it is, and I'm going, oh, geez. And I couldn't tell who was ahead, to be honest with you, at that point, so I'm just clicking into the website. So then I check the scoring. I go, oh, my gosh, you guys are up 17-3. And then, of course, obviously closed it out with the win. But total offense, though, in the game, you as far as total yards, the stat was 303 to 269, relatively close in some regards, but not so much on the scoreboard. The big defensive plays the difference?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you get the ball on the 5 or the 15 or 20 yard line because of turnovers, you're not looking to pat your offensive staff. It's a great problem to have.
Yeah.
So obviously you have a shorter time and shorter possession, but speaking with the team yesterday, you know, offensively, we got the ball on the minus 5 and, drove out to probably around the 50 and punted. And twice, and then in one drive, we took 5 minutes off the clock. So that's just really good situational football from the players and understanding. Yeah, we try to score, but when you're, depending on the game, and when you're in a great contest like this versus a great team, I mean, those are the little things that you're not going to see on the box score.
You know, I actually did come up with one other question here for you. Line play. Now, I understand that you guys, did you dominate the line on each side of the line, do you think, in the game Friday night?
I think we had a lot of pressure by our defensive line. I think they did a great job, and, our defensive line and other guys like Jackson D'Angelo, Matt Licciardi, I think they did a great job. I think our offensive line carried their weight just as much. You know, we were able to get some pushes going on there, and we have a freshman tight end, Jacob Ward, playing, and he's blocking a 265-pound defensive end who's a senior for them. Jacob's from Lawrence Academy, and he's been starting since the first game. So, I think I don't care what level you're at, you're winning games up front, and I think that really helped us out on both sides of the ball. Even the pressures on the quarterback, they had a starter, and then they put like two or three quarterbacks and trying to do different stuff, but our defense was there.
Coach, any other thoughts from you on the game? I mean, I've asked you several specific questions, but what else would you want to add about the game on Friday night?
The atmosphere. I mean, it was a Friday night game. It was a whiteout. We've done it, tried to do it every single year since we've been here. And it was probably one of the loudest I've ever heard the stadium since I've been here. But it was great, the locker room afterwards, the players. But at the same time, it was week 4. And, it's not the end of the year. There's plenty of football left. We still have our conference, which is our goal. So we got a long trip up to Buffalo coming up this week. And, we need to get the team. It was great, but now we're turning the page and on to the next.
Yeah, headed to Hamburg, New York to take on Hilbert. So tell me about this matchup this week, 2:30 in the afternoon, road game. And now they're winless this year.
They are, but they've played very tough team. I mean, Union, St. John's, Fisher are top 25 teams. They've done a consistently good program, so it's not that they're playing anybody bad. They play great teams, and I think with us, it's still going to be a test. Bring these guys back, but also 8-9 hour bus ride and hotel, and the kickoff's not till 2:30. So anytime you travel, and there's different ways of having to deal with traffic or adversity or what time you eat, all that other stuff. So it'll be a tough test for us overall.
Well, I'm thinking you mentioned Eastern football a moment ago, Paul, and I'm looking at the Hardin-Simmons schedule from Texas, and obviously they're playing a lot of other Texas schools out there, D3 schools and so on, but I got a lot of the fans of those schools must be thinking, what about, where's Endicott and where's Beverly, Massachusetts now this week, right?
That's on the water. it's on the beach. It's a great college, a great private institution, but I think in just the rough to go back for wins like this, you can credit the staff, you can credit the players, also credit the administration and President DeSalvo and, with the program and, Athletic Director Brian Wiley and from them and our strength coach, Coach Dustin, does a great job. He's been with me the whole time. So there's a lot of hands in a win. It's not just the coach, not just the player from, Maddie and Shelby, athletic trainers and things like that. So it's overall team effort. But like we said, it's on to the next now, just like I'm sure they are as well.
Here's my last question this week, Paul, and because you're in a unique situation, you've been home some, but now you got the big win, you got to get the team ready, you're going on the road. How does prep this week differ, due to the schedule, the travel and so on from previous weeks when you're at home?
The only change is Friday, leaving a little bit early in the morning versus the afternoon. That would be the biggest difference, and we'll do some sort of walkthrough practice halfway or out there. But other than that, the Sunday through Thursday doesn't change. Everything we try to keep everything the same.
Gotcha. Paul, thanks so much. Congratulations to you. You mentioned everybody there, but congrats to everybody at Ed and Endicott, obviously players, coaches, and the coaching staff, so on. And it was fun. And a huge win, and good luck this weekend.
Great. Thank you, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Yep. Paul McGonigal with us, head football coach at Endicott College here on MSONewsSports.com.